You are listening to The Weekend Chapter on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
It is still The Weekend Chapter right here on Adventist World Radio, SID Media. Thank you so much for staying with us. And of course, we're jumping into our health segment, and you know how we've been doing it lately. We've got our resident expert, health expert, that is Dr. Charles Laser. He's been giving us so many health nuggets that have been so beneficial to us over the weeks. So he's going to be continuing with that same trajectory. And tonight, he's got yet another, interesting topic to share with us. Of course, you know, the man is a lifestyle medicine specialist, and of course, he's been giving us health aspects from that perspective. So of course, today is no different. We're going to be tackling a very interesting topic, okay, that is part of a series of topics that we're going to be getting down to. So tonight the good doctor decided to tell us about a topic titled "Less is more in health than much in sickness." Okay, less is more in health than much in sickness. So, of course, Dr. Hleza, this is a part of the 10 days of prayer and fasting. So, I guess my first question, it would have to be, what made you to want to come up with this particular series?
Well, thank you so much for this show. I believe that it's going to help each and every one of us to begin to start making healthier choices as we begin the year 2024. So generally, world over, including here in Zimbabwe, people are given to gluttony, people are given to excess, people are given to abuse, not just of substances, but even of food. And of those things that can be a blessing to us. And so then we begin to realize that in seeking for happiness, in seeking to get a blessing, then it comes with no joy. It comes with no rewards that are long lasting. So as a result of that, that's how I coined this series: less is more in health. So you are better off having less. When I say less, I'm not saying less than what is required, but we also learn from the Bible that contentment with godliness is great gain. So it's better for one to just have that which they need than for them to have much, and in trying to obtain much and acquire much, they lose their health in the process. So that's the gist about this topic here.
So the thing is this, maybe if you can tell us more about how this less is more in health than much in sickness, and how it relates to our physical powers. You're saying these two work hand in hand, so to say.
Yes. So one of the inspiration to come up with this topic comes from the book Christ Object Lesson, page 346, paragraph 4, which says, "The misuse of our physical powers shortens the period of time in which our lives can be used for the glory of God, and it unfits us to accomplish the work God has given us to do." So here, God has given us the vital force that we initially inherited from Adam and Eve. But over the years, this vital force has been lessening and lessening as a result of sin. So people today need to realize that God has given you, Marlon, a gift to be able to help share the good news about the coming kingdom as far as the second coming of Jesus Christ. And God has given you a certain period of time that he would want you to be doing that, in as much as he's given me a certain period of time here on earth to be able to help people to have better health through their lifestyle. But if I am not wise enough and careful enough as far as my daily lifestyle is concerned, I can have premature death and I'm not able to continue to fulfill my purpose here on earth, I can probably begin to be in palliative care as a result of a health crisis, which could have been prevented. So thus then shortening the period of time in which our lives can be used in this world. And it goes on to say, and it unfits us to accomplish the work God has given us to do. How? By allowing ourselves to form wrong habits. So this less is more in health has got to do with realizing that there are wrong habits that one can do in trying to acquire much. And as a result of seeking to acquire much, they lose health. Which are those wrong habits? By keeping late hours. So I am better off having less as far as my wealth or my earthly possessions is concerned, but I'm having adequate sleep at night than for me to spend late hours day after day trying to make much as far as that of acquirements of this world is concerned. And as a result of that, lose out as far as in attention is concerned, lose out as far as in concentration is concerned, and probably increase my risk of diabetes, increase my risk of obesity by just keeping late hours, because then the body does not have that recharge, it does not have that reconnection, the revive, the rekindle that it needs, so that tomorrow morning I wake up ready to do the work that I need to do. So by gratifying appetite at the expense of health, this is another one. So I am better off eating less food. By less here, I'm not referring to not below the optimum that is expected. So you find that at the end of the day, we end up having two groups of people. One where there is undernutrition and where there is overnutrition. So undernutrition then can lead to kwashiorkor, etc. in the case of protein. Overnutrition can lead to obesity. And here, if one gratifies appetite at the expense of health, this person is driven or led by their appetite and not using sound reason and their need for their health. So at the end of the day, we also realize that in the two groups of people, there's another group of people that become more health conscious as probably the food they eat, the kind of beverages they take, and also as far as exercise is concerned. But some go overboard. When they're dishing this good food, they eat more than what their bodies need. When they go for exercise, they go far beyond than the 150 minutes probably per week, which can have adverse effects in the future. So it's better to be in the optimum zone as far as appetite is concerned, being able to control one's appetite, and also as far as the time for sleep is concerned. This actually will help an individual to be able to still keep their vital force within a certain range that allows them to be able to be of use over a long period of time, being able to give that which is expected of them as far as service is concerned.
Okay. So from what I'm getting here, Doc, I guess the issue is about finding balance in our daily habits, so to say, is it? So of course you've touched on the issue of diet. Sometimes people tend not to balance that quite well, and then also the issue of exercise, which is crucial, and you know, of course we are always encouraged to exercise, but like you have noted, rightly noted there, we cannot afford to do, you know, way more exercise like that. Then there's also the another issue that I would probably feel like maybe if you can touch on, the issue of stress management as well. Does it come in into this issue of less is more?
Yes, of course. There are people that probably get driven in acquiring and accomplishing. And as a result of that, Some they lack what is called self-care. So self-care is finding quality time to take care of self. And this is not selfishness. When we're talking about self-care, we're talking about realizing that this human body has got an electrical system that functions in it. And this electrical system, just like how we have got a phone, needs recharging. It needs it needs to be connected to the source of power so that it continues being able to function well. So if then one fails to realize that there is need for this, they can have stress management challenges where some for the need to keep a small slim body as opposed to maybe a big body, or maybe one who's overweight or he's got a BMI that is above 25, one can begin to skip breakfast. And when they skip breakfast, research has shown that people that skip breakfast, as the day goes, it affects their memory, it affects their concentration span, it affects their happy hormones like serotonin, etc. Because when they skip breakfast, breakfast is like the main meal of the day that sets the tone for the day. It feeds the brain and the nervous system with the nutrients that are needed for the day. So if one misses this particular portion of food for the day, it's going to affect their ultimate behavior during the day, because some of the neurons that are needed for one to be able to be calm and to be happy during the day might be affected, because the precursors to that, as far as nutrition is concerned, then they've not been supplied. But what this person wanted to avoid is to avoid being overweight, but by so doing they are now getting into stress mode because of lack of proper nutrition. In other words, they don't have adequate nutrients available for the day. And sometimes they then even get to a point where they become too slim. And then it causes them also to get into stress mode. Actually, when you read further in the book, Christ Object Lessons, it goes on to say that we lay the foundation of feebleness by neglecting physical exercise. By overworking mind or body, we unbalance the nervous system. So the nervous system, it needs the body to get to a point where there is rest. It also needs to rest. But when a physical exercise is neglected, which assists as far as production of happy hormones are concerned when one goes for that exercise, and if there's not that balance, someone is seeking to gain much. So they are working late hours. They are so busy trying to get as much clients as concerned, to push as much business as concerned, but they don't have time for self-care. They don't have time to go for exercise. They don't have time to absorb the night, the beautiful environment around them, the trees, the beautiful grass, the flowers, the birds flying in the sky, and absorbing the sounds that we find in nature. That in itself is calming and relaxing. So when one lacks this, they can get into a hyper mode where they become someone who's easily irritable, somebody who easily gets agitated, because they are always living like on the edge. So there's no balance. In as much as they want to have adequate means in this world, they are doing it to the negation of self-care. So then it is better for them to have less than what they thought they could get. And it's more in health, because as far as their physical ability is concerned, as far as their mental health is concerned, their social life is concerned, their spiritual life is concerned, they've got this time for God. They've got time for other people. So they are more happier. They are going to be more useful in society than someone who neglects all this and end up having major stress challenges as a result of not having adequate nutrition as far as their diet is concerned.
Okay, so I think you just got me there. I'm one of those people who skip breakfast a lot. So I'm hoping that those who are like me out there listening, you know, we are getting that the dog is saying, you know what, it gets us easily irritable, or should we say, you know, it makes us get a little bit more stressed than usual. So I guess maybe we need to improve on that as well. So, hey, some very, very good lessons coming through from our good doctor. In case you're wondering what's happening, I'm talking to Dr. Charles Laser right there. He is a lifestyle medicine specialist, and he's a man who's always here to give us some very, very beautiful health insights. So, Doc, you did talk about, of course, the issue of skipping breakfast and easily getting stressed. So what are the other warning signs or symptoms that people should actually be aware of? That might indicate that, you know, the misuse of physical powers or this thing of engaging in unhealthy physical habits, healthy habits, I mean, so to say. So what are some of the warning signs? Of course, you've touched on one, if you can just add more.
Okay, yeah. So when one begins to realize that as far as their health habits is concerned in relation to food is concerned, they are beginning to eat even though they are not hungry. And by eating, they are now eating compulsively. They just see food and they want to eat. So compulsive eating. Or when one realizes that they now have got a dependent syndrome of comfort eating, where when they are in a tight spot or when there's a mental heat, they find comfort in eating instead of engaging someone who have wronged them, instead of you know, trying to make reconciliation. They find comfort in eating and not seeking to make a healthy confrontation, so as to say. So when one realizes that, it could be a pointer that there's a need to see. It could be a psychiatrist, a psychologist, or maybe a social counselor or a lifestyle counselor to help them to identify where they are. Also, when one begins to recognize that constructive thinking is beginning to be a challenge, when in the past it was not like that, where they're supposed to do constructive reasoning and thinking as far as work, school, and at home is concerned. They are failing to do that. That can be another symptom and a pointer that they may need to check their stress levels. Also, when one loses appetite, they used to be someone who used to eat food well, they used to relish food well, but now their appetite is affected. They don't relish food anymore. They don't have that joy in eating food. So now they're probably eating less. And then somebody who begins to shut themselves away from society, they just prefer to be alone by themselves and not with other people. When one begins to see that, they can begin to think that, you know what, I need to look more into my mental health. Maybe I can share one last more. Is during the day, if someone just dozes off or begins to have moments of just total sleep, all of a sudden they are napping and it's happening several times in the day, it could be indicating that their brain is tired, their nervous system is tired, it needs rest, or they are now getting into some serious stress challenges. So if one begins to see these symptoms coming up, they can then begin to consider to visit a healthcare specialist that can help them to identify whether it's a challenge that needs attention, or maybe it's just the body just indicating that it needs a little bit of slowdown and rest.
Okay. So I guess it's quite something, so to say, and I'm hoping that you know, we're getting this, and we've identified some of the symptoms that you have mentioned. So, Doc, I guess the cure to all these symptoms is to embrace this concept of less is more as far as health is concerned. Okay, So give us, let me say, the practical steps to take so that we can really walk into this less is more concept, so that at least when we embrace it, these symptoms that you were looking at might just be eradicated.
Okay, so step number one, I would say, in light with the 10 days of prayer and fasting, is to take some time to declutter our lives, and that is to participate in the 10 days of prayer and fasting. By so doing, one spends more time with God and also has got less time in other activities. And when I'm talking about fasting here, it comes in many different formats and forms, and one can choose what suits them the most. So for someone who probably has been indulging in late hours, it could be on stock markets, it could be on television, it could be working late at night and not giving adequate rest to the body, one can fast to say, my fast is to make sure that by 9 p.m. I am in bed and I'm resting. So I'm going to fast that way. So for someone, that is a fast. And I'm going to do that for 1 month. I'm going to make sure that when the body releases this hormone that helps with taking an introspection or an inventory of what has been happening through the day and putting everything in its place. And it also assists with preparing me for the following day and also helps me with memory. I'm going to be sleeping at that particular time. So I'm going to fast the other hours that I have been awake. It may be a challenge at first, but it can be done. And somebody then can also fast social media. Social media sometimes can cause people to begin to have challenges. I remember just meeting one of my clients recently that was saying, I am beginning to be fearful. I'm beginning to be anxious. I'm beginning to be worried because I am always on social media and I'm realizing that many people that I went to school have been dying, and I'm just thinking that probably I might end up dying as well. So some people get into unnecessary stress mode because of too much social media. So sometimes it's important just to declutter and fast social media. So you say to yourself, no, for the next 10 days, I'm going to be off social media. And you begin to realize that in actual essence, of the 24 hours that God has given me, I actually have got more time. I remember one speaker recently was saying that we should tithe our 24 hours. 2 hours, 40 minutes belongs to God per day. And when you begin to think about it, you can begin to realize that's true indeed. If we begin to practice that concept, we can begin to have less mental hits, less major stress challenges. So fasting is a good method to be able to overcome this. Social support also helps. Some people may have challenges doing it by themselves, but if they're doing it with someone else, it can assist and it can help them to be able to overcome. You know, when you're doing it by yourself, sometimes when you fall back, when you backslide, when it seems like it's a challenge, it's quite challenging. When someone says, let's go along, I'm walking with you, encouraging someone, that in itself can help that person who might have struggled to go through the program they want to go through, so as to overcome these different challenges. And of course, one of them that I've mentioned already is not skipping breakfast. If breakfast eaten and it's not skipped, it means that for the next 8 hours, when one is going to be awake, the tank is full with food in the beginning of the day. So one has got adequate energy, adequate nutrition apportionment until lunchtime. That also helps someone to avoid snacking in between meals, which could be unnecessary spending, which could actually, at the end of the day, if some people actually calculate how much money maybe they use in snacking, eating in between meals because their energy levels are getting lower, they think they want to eat something because they missed breakfast in the morning, you will find that they could save a lot of money and being able to utilize it for other things that are beneficial to them and for other people had they just focused on having a heavy breakfast. And when we're talking about heavy breakfast here, we're talking about breakfast being the main meal, as opposed to Africans who usually have got their main meal at night, which is a big portion of sada, that is a carbohydrate made from maize meal with a big portion of relish, a little bit of vegetables, and maybe not even salad at all. Some water on the table and some salt to go along with it. And that is just eaten maybe 30 minutes before time of sleeping. When the body is preparing to say, hey, look here, we are slowing down, we don't need much energy, that's when the body is given so much. So the night is disturbed. One is, does not sleep quite well. They can have so some nightmares can be contributed as a result of that. So now, when we're talking about having a heavy breakfast, it has to be adequate. One can have a fruit salad if they can. If they cannot manage your fruit salad, maybe two or three servings, they can just choose maybe one fruit or two, and then they can be their porridge. I know men have got a challenge when it comes to eating porridge. They think that is for children, but I think also it's very important to realize that porridge, when it's prepared, one can eat maybe 10 different types of porridges in 10 days prepared differently. That is chewy and that is filling. So one can have granola, one can have muesli, one can have wheat bix, one can have sort of Vita, the bran flakes one. One can choose to have the sour porridge. One can choose to have the small grains that are mixed together into different, say maybe 3-grain porridge or 4-grain porridge. And then after that, they can then have maybe bread, wholesome bread, if they fancy to have bread, or they can have sweet potatoes, or they can have Irish potatoes with some soup. And then they can also have some spread on the bread. They can also have maybe a bite of nuts and seeds. So that sustains the energy needs for the body until lunchtime. So mental clarity is improved and general energy levels are kept alive as far as the day is concerned.
Well, I guess the issue of discipline as far as eating is concerned keeps coming back to us. You know, it's not just about eating, but also the portions have to be reasonable. And to add on to that, the timing also, you know, when you're supposed to eat is also supposed to be right. Okay, so I guess there's just so much to learn right here, Doc. So time tends to run out every time, you know, we get to be enjoying these lessons. So I guess maybe what could you say as your last words, just as we're about to wrap up this particular program?
Okay, so less is more in health than much in sickness. Many people think that if they're going to fast for 10 days, a prayer is going to substitute duty. Prayer does not substitute duty. The duty for them is to preserve the physical powers that God has given them. So if one is going to choose to fast, whether it's food, whether it's sweet beverages, whether it's social media, whatever it is that they're going to choose to fast, at the end of the day, when they break the fast, it's not a time to bring everything and load it up that they missed during that particular time. One should also pray for discipline. One should pray for balance, such that they don't gratify appetite at the expense of health, avoiding keeping late hours and forming the foundation for feebleness by overworking of mind or body, and thus unbalancing the nervous system, creating some mental hits and some stress handling challenges. And the book of Jeremiah 30 verse 17 says, "For I'll restore health unto thee, and I'll heal thee of thy wounds, says the Lord, because they called thee outcast, saying, this is Zion, who no man seeketh after." The blessing of spending time with God in these 10 days of prayer and fasting is that God says, whatever your challenge is, physically, spiritually, mentally, socially, I am here to walk with you and to help you to cooperate with me in your plan for good health.
Some very, very insightful words right there, and hopefully that we are heeding the call that we get to spend time with our Maker during these 10 days of prayer. So much to learn during this lesson, and so much that we need to put into perspective, because there are so many things that we're doing, yet we pretty much don't know that we're doing ourselves a disfavor. All right, so right now, which leads me to thank you, Dr. Hleza, for coming through once more to this particular program. Thank you so much for gracing us once more.
Thank you, Marlon. Have a blessed day.
All right, so that was Dr. Charles Hleza right there. The man is a lifestyle medicine specialist, and of course, he is always here to give us so much insight health-wise. So stay with us right here on Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.